الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One sunnah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, we should try and mention always, one great sunnah is the making of salam. And it is such a great, great amal. Every sunnah is free of charge. It doesn't cost us any money to make amal on sunnah. It doesn't take effort and energy also. It is simple, it's straightforward, it's logical to everyone. Everyone can understand it also. But unfortunately, common sense has become very, very scarce. We don't seem to have that common sense. Today, if we had to have a seminar, a convention here, and we sold tickets for 5,000 rand for a person to attend, and we gave talks which nobody really understood, not even the speaker, using such terminology and terms, etc., all will think that's the solution. And all go home, we did our share. Or we go on a march, and we march the whole day, no namazas in there also, and all mixing and all wrong things happening, we did our great share of Islam. No namaz is there, we're so tired, no namaz for the next 2 days. And we feel we did our share and we got the solution. Now the solution is simple, straightforward, our deen, our Islam. So salam we all know. And we, what a great, great thing. Allah give us tawfiq to understand it. And especially in our circles, yeah, when we are sitting with Muslim people, in various other, our family people, our good people, various other circles, etc., social gatherings, then other people look at it only from a secular point of view. But we at least, Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq that we look at it from haqiqat. From, one is to look at things, our Buzur says, from Iman's point of view, from Akhirat's point of view, and one is to look at it from Dunya's point of view. The two views will clash completely. The mafad and benefit of Dunya one side, and Akhirat and Deen the other side. These are two complete different things. So it is our duty that we become completely convinced of our Deen, and not only we, but when we are in such gatherings, wherever we are, then we must influence them. And if they influence us, then it's a very sad thing. But we should influence them. So salam is really a great dua from Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Rahmatullah al-Adamat Barakatum, our Shaykh's illustrious son, he says that when salam was common in the Muslims, there was peace everywhere. Now today salam is gone out. So there is all this chaos and all everything going haywire and upside down, because salam is not there. And we, yeah, as we are sitting, think to ourselves, when we enter our homes, do we make salam? And if we do, alhamdulillah, is it just customary? Or is that in our mind, that peace be upon you? If peace is from Allah Ta'ala's side, if Allah is going to send peace in our homes, there will be peace. When we go to our shops, etc., there also we must make salam. Do we make salam there? And there also loudly and clearly we should make salam. We got a factory, machines are breaking down every now and then. We will ascribe it to jadu. We will ascribe it to jealous people. But there is no peace there. So Allah Ta'ala causes it. Your workers now, they've gone on strike or something. Now, or they rebelling against you. They don't want to listen to you. You just have to make that salam there. And peace, Allah will put that. And your whole day's work will go comfortably, very easily. And also, if there is nobody in that place, in your house, your empty house, you return with your family, you go to your shop, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Read that dua. Otherwise, As-salamu alaykum, and not to be shy, loudly and clearly. Today we shy, we are shy of our Islam. We haven't got that conviction. We are suffering from that inferiority complex. And we want the world to change. And till conviction is not in our heart, we haven't convinced ourselves. How are we going to convince somebody else? Our Buzurg say, many people, they get worried of conditions, halat, which come. And when they do get worried, they are worried of changing the people, which is good. But they never ever think of changing themselves. And that is what is required. We have to change ourselves. That's where it starts. And if we change ourselves, inshallah, others will also automatically change. And in fact, people will change without even telling them if we change. Maulana Khalil Ahmed Saab, Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, it was famous of him, wherever he went on his travels, any masjid, automatically people just noticed people are coming to the masjid. He just went there, he's making namaz, he's staying there a day or two, giving some bayans without telling people, without informing them also. But people are just coming. So if we come right, everything will come right. And it needs one person like this, that who is right. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelwi Rahmatullah Ali, in one ijtima, he says, I just need 313 people with that conviction, with that iman. So people asked him, how many have you got? He said, not even one, sir. If we get that within us, then that will change the world. But we are not worried about ourselves, we are more worried about others. We should be worried, that is also part of our iman in Islam. But we don't minus ourselves. Start with it from ours. So this salam is a very, very great thing. This greeting of deen is a great, great namat of Allah Ta'ala which Allah has given us. As one alim who came here one time from Bangladesh, he explained three meanings of salam. The one is the common which we all know, peace be, and that is no small thing. If a person is at peace, if he's a poor person, he's a child, he's an invalid, but he's at peace, he's a mental condition. But he's at peace. What more do we? And you can be the richest man in the world with all, everything at your fingertips. But if you haven't got peace, and Allah's Qudrat is, you can have everything. But inside you, if He takes out peace, you're a complete, very sad case. You are Jahannam yourself. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you don't have to be still put into Jahannam. You are Jahannam in this world yourself. You are Jahannam. Allah save us. And this peace from Allah Ta'ala. The second meaning, he said, that As-Salam is the name of Allah Ta'ala. As-Salamul Mu'minul Muhaiminul Azizul Jabbar. So may Allah be with you. Like you spend the whole night with your family at home. Now you are going out in the morning to shop, work, whatever. So you make salam that I was here outwardly. I was your protector, you had little confidence, I'm here, I'm going now, but I'm leaving Allah with you. Allah is all the time with us, but that confidence you get, that Allah is with us. And similarly, they also tell him, you were at night at home, safe conditions normally at home, etc. Now you're going on the road. Accidents, hijackings, kidnappings, what can happen on the road? Allah be with you also. The whole day you're going to be in the shop at work, Allah be with you. What a concept. And the third meaning, he said, it's a guarantee. Everyone giving another person salam, he's giving him guarantee, I won't interfere in your person. I won't hurt, harm you. In your money, I won't do you down. I won't rob you. I won't swindle you, nothing. In your family, your wife, your sister, your mother, your daughter, I won't interfere. Every form, I give you guarantee, I won't interfere with you. And that person replies and gives him also salam, that I won't interfere, if we have this. And then if we see, if we make effort, and everyone in our area, every masjid area, all become namazis, then we are all united, we're coming to the same masjid. Yeah, our hearts are one imam, all of us following, we are united. The same Qiraat, the same Qur'an, everything, it unites our hearts. And then at the end of this namaz, As-Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. All these people, peace be upon you. Allah's Rahmat be upon you. So the whole community is included. Salaam on this side, for all on this side also. And the jinnats also. Everyone, there is peace. So the whole, what a solution Islam has given. And it's just for us to practice it. So Allah give us tawfiq when we enter our homes especially, our businesses, even our cars. That's also like a little room on its own. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that if two people are walking and a tree comes in between, one goes this side of the tree, the other one the other side, we should make again salam to one another. So in translates in our time, we are walking to the car together. One gets in from the driver's side, one from the passenger side. When we inside, make salam again. So if we will do this, peace will remain, will reign everywhere. We are worried of accidents. As one of our good friends said, the minute you put your, you sit in the car, your one leg is in the qabristan already, in your qabr. Today the accidents which are so common, and it doesn't have to be your fault also. You can be the safest. But and in fact, with regard to that, it has come in the Hadith Sharif that not your planning can help you so much, not your precautions can help you so much as dua will help you. Dua helps you more than all your precautions you take, and all the you take all the means to save yourself. Dua will. So this salam is a great dua. So when we sit in the car, we go in the house, we leave the house, if we make salam. Inshallah, we are making, hopefully. And then together with that, just add, let's just try and add, wa rahmatullah, Allah's rahmat, on your household. We want it for our wife, we want it for our children, we want it in our business. Just say it. What? How long is it going to say wa rahmat? The sawab is one side. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one person made salam, 10 for you. Wa rahmatullah, 20 for you. Wa barakatuh, 30 for you. But the sawab is there. But look at the reality, and that iman Allah gives us, that our conviction is, our solution is on deen. There is no other. All this dunya things, asbab, whatever, three quarter of it is even false and wrong. Hey, whatever little might be right, that is just asbab. Musabbibul asbab, haqiqat is only Allah. And what a greeting, tahiyyatum min indillah. Greeting from Allah, salam. Greeting from Jannat, imported we got our salam. Adam alayhi salatu salam, Allah sent the farishtas to teach him how to make salam. That our salam is from Jannat. Our salam is not man-made, it's not from the farshi, from the ground, it's from Jannat we got our salam. And the Jannati salam, if we will use it, Allah will make our lives Jannati in this world. Our lives will be like today, what are our lives? Whether it's myself personally, my family, my extended family, our community, the ummah at large, we are like in Jahannam. The problems are not coming there, we are drowning in the problems. And the simple solution was just haqiqat, if we make salam. Wa rahmatullah. Wa barakatuhu. And barakat is in the plural. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to stress this, that wa barakatuhu, barakat Allah ta'ala will give. Who doesn't want barakat? We all complaining, my money, I'm earning so much, but I don't see where's my money. Hardly half of the month is gone, and all my money is finished. All the time. Yeah, we are guaranteed that, no doubt whatsoever. So if we will make this, everything will fall into place. Allah will make it fall into place. Just like in autumn, we don't have to shake the tree for the leaves to fall. Our back gets sore picking up the leaves. They just keep on falling. So gunas, and we won't have to get rid of gunas. Gunas will just fall away. We don't have to break our backs to earn our rosy for barakat. Just the salam, one thing. And Allah will put that barakat and barakat Allah will put. What more do we want? It is just on the simple thing of salam. May Allah give us all understanding and tawfiq, inshallah. Another one point before we start is that the elections are here. India also, they're having elections. Perhaps many other countries also. Our election, India is already in their elections. There also it's a cause of great concern, and unfortunately also we only worry of ourselves. We're living in this little cocoon, and that also the enemy has divided us. Whereas the whole ummah is one body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one part of the body, your small toe, you, unless there was gout or anything else, you hurt yourself, sometimes you bump yourself badly on the small toe, how much it pain? The whole body is affected. That was the case of the whole ummah. But today, even in Hajj, Makkah, Medina, we go there, we in the haram, that, oh, these are now look like Turkish people, Indonesian people, or other people. We are different. Anyone there, they can be detained late for namaz, no place. We make sure they don't step in between us. But if it's our own people we know, we make sure we will make the place. And the place gets made. One time we were in Karachi by Hazrat. I came a bit late. We came in from the front. So Hazrat said, come in. I'll see how there is a place. The steps were made. But just a little bit everyone moved and place is made. When there is place in the heart, there is place everywhere. But when there isn't place in the heart, then there is no place for our hearts are gone very small. We must make this one dua, oh Allah, make my heart big. Give me hosla, give me himmat. Well, a person who's got that, in one of the poems of Hazrat, a person who's got that, he says, valleys of fire and valleys of water and jungles mean nothing to that person. That person who has got that contact with Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu, the awliya, how they just crossed places. That those things meant nothing to them. We have to get that within us. And then see how it changed. So these elections which are everywhere at the moment, as Maulana explained very beautifully, and mashallah, very other wonderful, it's not a matter of the tick or the cross and which party, it is our actions. What our actions will be, that will be the condition. And even we, other people who look at it from a secular, worldly point of view, they look at it different. But we also, how much are we worried of correcting our actions? And Allah will put the rulers over us according to what our actions are. If our actions are good, Allah will put such rulers. And if our actions are rotten, then Allah will put such rulers over us. We'll cry from morning to night. We'll see what Allah protects us, but in front of our eyes. Think a little bit in Syria, what's the condition? In Burma, what was the condition? We hear this incidents of what happened there, and it doesn't seem to move us in the least. But so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we get worried of correcting our condition. And what more greater opportunity can there be than that when the month of Ramadan is coming, which Allah Ta'ala Himself describes, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. I've given you this great gift, not as a burden for you, but that this roza is a great gift from my side, so that you acquire taqwa. If you acquire taqwa, on taqwa Allah says, Allah will grant you furqan, that you will be able to differentiate between right and wrong. One very important thing, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi made one particular bayan on this. And great, great ulama were present, that to understand amre hal, that every moment, what does Allah want from me now, at this moment? For example, we are in namaz. Namaz is going to just start. We hear a loud bang at the back. What is my duty now? Carry on with namaz, or must I go and see there? You are in namaz, farad namaz. You're seeing a person walking, blind person, and he's going to fall in a well. Now, what is Allah's command? To carry on with your namaz at that time, or to break your namaz and go and help? The famous incident of that person who was making namaz, his mother called out to him. And he said, my namaz, my mother. My namaz, my mother. Finally, he carried on with his namaz. And then, what he had to suffer after that. So, this is that we make dua. That Allah gives us the tawfiq to understand amre hal. That at that moment, what decision must I make? What word must I say? What step must I take? What direction must I go in? Must I smile now? Must I laugh now? Must I cry now? Everything is in Allah's hand. So to understand that is very, very important. So Allah Tabaraka, this taqwa, Allah will grant that also. And this month is for acquiring of taqwa. And Allah makes it so easy, ayyamun ma'dudat. Few days which you can count on your fingers. We count 33, our tasbihat on our fingers so easily. You want to read 100 tasbih, subhanallah, you can count it. One kitab, beautiful little kitab, up to hundreds of thousands, you can count on your fingers. On that, just by the way also, just now in Pakistan, the Wifaqul Madaris, all the madrasas board, 100,000 students gave imtihan in Hifz. And they gave imtihan, which means the Quran Sharif is pakka. Then only they can go and give him 100,000. So don't be despondent. Islam is on the rise in the world. The thing is, they're covering it up with the media. When they give some sad story, we also just fall for it. In our country, how many khufas? Who doesn't know that it wasn't long ago when you couldn't get somebody to read from Alam Tara correctly also? There wasn't anything. Ulama, they were scarce, hardly one alim in the town. And also the language barrier. But today, alhamdulillah, what progress is being made in the world. Our good friend, Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, explained that he knew one good friend of his in Cape Town. And he called him Putta, which is common. So when he was there, his four daughters hafiz the Quran. And I think his wife and himself also. And then at that time, just to make it short, many other things. So that friend told him, my four daughters read five suparas before Fajr Namaz. All hafiz us. So after some time, now when I went a few months ago, he said, I phoned him again and asked him, are they still reading their five suparas? Say, now they're reading 10 suparas before Fajr is finished. So Islam is on the rise, but it's hidden. And this is Allah's system. Falsehood, batil, you'll find it on in the newspaper, splashed over two pages, big front headlines, everywhere. The truth is always kept a bit low. It's not made so clear. But we must see for ourselves. Islam is definitely in the whole world on the rise. The amount of ulama and the amount of knowledge they have got. And even awliya. Everywhere. Yeah, in our gathering, how many? But perhaps we don't know it ourselves. Sadly, only when the person passes away. When we speak about Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Niyasab, we hear people say he's a wali of Allah. Now we realize what it is. Maulana Riyaz Hashim now. That we feel, friend, it's with us. But now when you see what work he was doing. His father, like an ordinary person, Allahu Akbar, I knew him, that's the family connections also, that he used to go to the prisons, he used to go to the hospital. So I mentioned it to his grandchildren and to his brother, to his son, etc. So they say not only that, lepers hospital, mental hospital, the people, orphanage. And he would make sure every Eid meal you must have orphans on the table. And arrange houses where the orphans can be transferred from the orphanage to personal homes. In other words, every aspect which we can't imagine, Sunday morning he would take his children, hospitals. Today what we think, picnic. What we think, go to this place, go to that place. We still remember how he trained us. We have to go to this hospital today, that hospital, this orphanage, that place there. This was awliya. But unfortunately, we only get some glimpse after they have left the dunya. As somebody said beautifully, while they were living, nobody noticed them. When they passed away, we put big boards on their qabr. That he was such a person and such a person and such. Allah give us tawfiq to recognize and appreciate while these great people are here. So anyway, the month of Ramadan is coming. And before that, the month of Rajab has passed already. And the great, great, great incident of Mi'raj. And we must acquaint ourselves with the occasion of Mi'raj. Allah made it, so we learn great lessons of deen in this with Mi'raj. Iman is made strong. Nobody can understand Mi'raj and accept it with his mind. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was told, your friend says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he went on this journey, he says it's impossible. They took custom, he's saying this. He said, then 100%. And not only that, I believe more than that also, that every time Jibreel alayhi salam is coming from Allah ta'ala and bringing information, bringing ayats of the Quran. So this is with the heart. And we have to understand our iman has not to do with our brains. Today, and this has been always, there are groups, huge groups of Islam who went astray, they associated iman with the brain. What we can understand, that is what we can accept. What our brains can't understand, we reject it. Today, unfortunately, that is still present. Iman has to do with the heart. And the Quran Sharif starts with, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ who still believe in the unseen. That from where you see, like Maulana explained, your rosy, Abdul Wahhab sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, also used to say, when you take your medicine, speak to your medicine. You can't give me shifa. You can't give me side effects. You can do nothing for me. Everything is in the hands of my Allah. You eat your food, this food, you can't do nothing for me. What Allah is going to command when you go down, must I become shifa for the person, health, or must I become bimari for a person? Two people eating the same food, one person food poisoning, he's gone. And not only hospital, person is gone forever. The other person becomes healthy. What command Allah gives. So remind ourselves, refresh this all the time. So anyway, so this Mi'raj, it teaches us this great lesson of yaqeen on the zat. And watch for Allah, there is nothing impossible. One common example, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, that the eye that sees, which part of the eye sees is the pupil, the black spot right in the middle. That is what has got sight. And you say a person has got brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, but that's all the other part. The eye, the pupil, and light Allah has put in blackness. In darkness Allah has put light. The world is round. The people on top, quite understandable, their legs are at the bottom, heads are on top, buses, cars, everything moving. But at the bottom, legs are on top. And the heads are at the bottom, Cape Town, etc. In Cape Town, you saw people walking upside down. All walking, unless Qudrat. The people are walking upside down, actually. But nobody sees it like that. What is Allah's Qudrat? Unbelievable, as we will say, with the brain. But with the heart, open-heartedly. Allah give us that iman, that nothing can move that iman of ours. Imam Razi, rahmatullah alayh, who had presented 100 proofs of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. At the time of his mort, shaitan came and broke every proof of him. He had no answer now. Then, this is also one great, great benefit that a person keeps ta'alluq with Ahlullah and Mashayikh. His Shaykh came in a vision in front of him and told him, tell Shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. And this is what is Iman. You don't need proof. So now, which proof is Shaitan going to believe? And that is from the heart. From the brain, you can disapprove and that proof and this proof. But from your heart, I just believe in Allah Ta'ala and the whole system of it. So anyway, the month of Shaban now has come. The barakat of Shaban is our making our Tawbah Istighfar. At any and every time we should be making Tawbah. But this is a very special night. Let it not go. Every moment we should be engaged in Tawbah and Istighfar. Today ours, our gunas, open gunas. But that also we don't acknowledge. And that also when we speak of this, we all think of other people's gunas. And we forget ourselves, our gunas. Because I got a topi, turban, I got kurta, beard, etc. So I'm all right. But my lying, for example. How common it is. The wife said you must bring bread in the morning. Now Fajr is late also, shops are open. You didn't buy the bread, you forgot. So she asked the bread. Then what you say? Shop was closed. I forgot. It's a lie. It's a major kabira guna. And we lied. But we don't think of making the tawbah. We don't think of it as a guna. Backbiting, one of the worst harms of backbiting is that a person doesn't think of it as a guna. He thinks of it as an accomplishment. When we are sitting with friends, making some jokes, mocking at somebody, and we are laughing, rolling on our stomachs the way we are laughing, and it's an achievement for us. Hey, where are we making tawbah? So we are drowning in gunas, and we're thinking of other people, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, somebody may not be dressed upon, and really, we get surprised. In fact, one place in Natal, they buried the person's sister in the same qabr. That person was not dressed Islamically, and outwardly it didn't seem, but his body was 100% intact. So we just underestimate, just because the Hazrat says, we are in cancer. And we're laughing at a person who's sneezing and got a cold. That look at that sick fowl. And you suffering from cancer of the last degree. And you laughing at that person and you tell him, look at that sick fowl. This is our condition, unfortunately. Allah Ta'ala, let us understand. And if we, it comes the Buzurgs also say, it is in the Hadith also. Very fortunate is that person whose eyes fall on his own gunas. And then automatically his eyes, he doesn't see the sins and wrongs of other people. But as long as a person doesn't see his own guna, he's always seeing the faults of other people. So this is the night of Tawbah. Then the month of Ramadan which is coming, the month for taqwa, the month of namazes. Allahu Akbar, Taraweeh, what a gift from Allah Ta'ala. It's by no means whatsoever any burden. How beautifully ulama has explained, the person is the closest to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala when he's in sajda. So Allah Ta'ala wanted him, in other words, your love making with Allah which we are talking about. Allah has increased it tremendously in the month of Ramadan. Instead of Taraweeh, 20 rakats Allah gave us, in which there are 40 sajda. So 40 times Allah gave us that we go close to Allah. Then sajda tilawat, which comes, which other time Allah make us maaf that we may forget, we must make them. But in Taraweeh we have to make them. Those are extra against sajda. Then Allah give us tawfiq, 17 rakats of Isha we make. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes the four sunnats of Zuhr, he gets the sawab of Tahajjud namaz. And a person who makes four rakats of Nafil after Isha, he gets the sawab of Tahajjud of Laylatul Qadr. This is throughout the year. He gets that sawab of the four rakats of Tahajjud in Laylatul Qadr. And in Ramzan, when the Nafil becomes a Faraz, Faraz becomes 70 Faraid. We can't believe what Allah Ta'ala has given us. To make me also encourage myself and all, we just read now in Bihishti Zewar, how we must think also, we don't understand. And Bihishti Zewar, the absolute authentic kitab of Maulana Thanus, the four Ashhur-e-Hurum, the month of Rajab, Zikada, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. A person who will keep Ruzah in these 4 months, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. In one riwayat it comes that you will get the sawab of 700 years ibadat. And in one riwayat 200 years of ibadat. Only in these 4 months, Ashhur-e-Hurum. From there we can also gauge in these months the sawab of any good deed, how much it is increased. And then in between is Ramadan again. And Shawwal is there again. What Allah has given us. Ramadan is a month that Allah has laid out our spiritual dastarkhan. On which it's not a 28-course meal, not a 35-course meal. What spiritual meal? There is a tilawat of Qur'an. What greater thing can there be for a mu'min to be reciting Qur'an Sharif? Then there is zikrullah. Then there are du'as. Du'as is a great ibadat. It has come in the hadith. A person who has been, the main ibadat is du'a. A person who has been given tawfiq of making du'a, that person has been blessed by Allah to speak secretly with Allah Ta'ala. Who wouldn't like to speak somebody very close? If we are from a dunya point of view, some president or somebody, people just get a glimpse of some soccerite, some boxer or something. They feel it so, with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has offered it again free of charge. You want to get the autograph of some person, how you will have to go through what and what things. By Allah Ta'ala, Allah is offering. So this dua, a person who's get the tawfiq of making dua, Allah, he's a jannati. Allah has opened the doors of jannat. He's a wali. He's speaking now. He's those people who speak directly and closely to Allah Ta'ala. And we have to think of ourselves, how much duas do we actually make? One is we think after Faraz Namaz, we pick up our hands. And we also like no concentration. Imam is making dua loudly or softly. We just dua finish. But how many of us are really making more good? There are people. But really that dua that Allah is there and I'm begging from Allah Ta'ala. And what I want really, today we are complaining for example of Saudi, what is happening. How many of us made dua that Allah Ta'ala makes the leader there, Muhammad bin Salman, the hero of Islam. That he establishes the Islamic Khilafat in the world. We speak about all the bad that is happening in the world. How many of us made dua, all the munkarat in the world, all evil, wrong things, TV, photography, videoing, music, in the mingling of, Ya Allah, you completely wipe this off from the surface. There's gay marriages, homosexuality, all these things here. We speak bad about it. But who of us made dua to Allah? Ya Allah, you remove. Who can do it? It's only Allah Ta'ala. And dua is that no our planning or anything cannot help as much as dua will help. In fact, when Darul Uloom Deoband was established, when they put the foundation, and they informed Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, the spiritual father, who was there on top of them. He said, it's not that you people made it, it's my nights crying and crying to Allah, holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, Ya Allah, you save the Muslims of India, you save the Muslims of the world. Allah Ta'ala, the form of the dua came out there. For example, you got gout in your toe. Doctor gives you a tablet to put in your mouth. Now the mouth you put it in, you tell doctor, nothing wrong with my mouth. There's something wrong with my toe. One person, he went to doctor and he said, I ate 10 raw rotis. which were not still baked on the tawa. The raw they were still. So doctor gave him eye ointment. So he said, doctor, my eye, nothing wrong with my eyes. My stomach is paining terribly. I ate 10 raw rotis. 10 unbaked breads I ate. Hey, nothing wrong with my eyes. He says, your eyes are wrong. Couldn't you see they were unbaked? So we have to treat everything the right way, where it has to be treated. And also when we see Muslims in one country is a problem, one place is a problem, we say, must be something wrong with them. They are doing something wrong. No, it isn't that. Allah Ta'ala system, you are a sugar patient, and you are eating sweet things here from your mouth. Now you are suffering on your leg. You've got a cut. The cut doesn't want to heal. It's becoming worse. Where you put it and where it manifests. So whatever, anywhere in the world something happens, don't think those people. It's I am bad. I have done something wrong. One great Muslim leader, king, when the conditions were bad in his country, droughts or something, he said, Ya Allah, my head is at the altar. You take me. I am the cause of all this. The day we all can understand, I am the cause of all the problems here in this world, and I have to come right, then inshallah everything will come right. But till we think the others, and we are pointing fingers, and also how beautifully ulama have explained, you point one finger at somebody, three fingers you are pointing at yourself. You have got three faults when you're pointing one finger. So we are guilty. And what am I doing in my own personal life? Our namazes are not in order, which is the first farad after iman. My outward, our namaz, we start with our paaki, our istinja. How is our istinja? And then our wudu. Wudu is a mustaqil, great ibadat. What an ibadat wudu is, and the du'as of wudu if we will make, Allahu Akbar. That is a great ibadat on its own. Wudu, a person makes wudu at home, for example. He gets the sawab of putting up ihram at home and going to Baytullah Sharif. If we make wudu at home, we make wudu and we read the dua Bismillah, walhamdulillah before starting the wudu. As long as that wudu remains, the farishtas are making dua for you. Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma ghfir lahu. You get the du'as of the farishta, just with wudu. And when we make our wudu and we make miswak, that namaz which we are going to make is better than 70 namazes. Just this few. So what a great ibadat wudu is. And all, in ghusl we make properly everything. And in our wudu, perhaps Allah forgive us, perhaps 100%. We are making so much of israf in the wudu. We make from the taps commonly. Allah give us tawfiq. We make and Allah reward Maulana Yusuf Mutala Sahab, Rahmat Barakatum, the mud that he has made common in the world. And we should also promote it as much as a best gift we can give to somebody is miswak. Give a mud, etc. And we also ask also in a nice way, are you using the mud? From there we will see with how little water we can make a complete wudu. And we make from the tap, sometimes just plug the basin. And let the water, make your normal wudu, and then see how much water we use, which is enough perhaps, according to sunnat, for 10 people's ghusl. That one wudu water of ours. And some of us, the tap is wide open, water is running, we're making miswak, we are talking, then what quality of namaz are we going to get? And then that namaz, how can it be? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then our namaz itself, and then our qadha namazes, how many we have got. All those things, Allah give us tawfiq. So this is that great month, the month of dua. And dua the whole day, from the time, sahri time finishes, till sunset. Allah commands all the animals, insects, fish, that all of you say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the little sentence, Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has got great meaning, that this Ummat is very precious to me. I left this Ummat, and you in the month of Ramadan leave everything and say Ameen to their du'as. The Malaika who are carrying the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that is also a fantastic ibadat which they are doing. Ramadan, Allah says, leave praising me also. Say Ameen on the du'as of Nabi Muhammad. From the time of sunset, immediately cross over now, till the time of sahri time finishing, Allah is now announcing, who of you want this? Who of you want health? Who of you want money? Who of you want whatever you want? Ask me. I am giving it. Allah, the giver, He is asking us, Ud'uni astajib lakum. You ask me, I will accept. إن الله تعالى سيد إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. What a warning that if you don't ask me, I will make you to go to Jahannam. Allah, in other words, he's forcing us to ask. Where today in this world, any person, you are at the Qabristan, you buried your father, your uncles are there, other close people, they say whatever you want, see your father is gone, we are there. Ask them one time, perhaps they will help you. The second time is out of the question. Yeah, Allah, if you don't ask him, Allah becomes upset. Yeah, in this world you will go and ask, people will become upset with you. Who is Allah Ta'ala? And Allah is so close. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. More closer than our life vein, the jugular vein. Allah is more closer. You just have to open your heart and Allah wants to. Ramadan is coming with all its great blessings. And to dish out, not to take from us. To dish out to us. You empty yourself of your food also. Empty your heart of all wrong things. And I want to come in and I want to give you what all the great blessings. Allah give me, give us all tawfiq. One Ramadan we pass properly. One Rosa we pass properly. We will know what the value of our deen is. With this conviction. And in this way we move forward. The 15th night of Shaban. A night of forgiveness. Ask forgiveness from Allah. And Allah has forgiven you then. Allah is such you ask him and he forgives. And then after that, don't remember your sins now. Remember the favors of Allah. Remember Allah. Make the effort of deen. And when I was saying that our own ibadah, that we are weak in that also. Actually, every mu'min, we should be, we are here for the deen of Allah. And we have to strive for the deen to come alive. At least in myself, in my family, my neighborhood. How much are we doing to bring the deen alive? In whichever form we go in jamaat, we may bring the deen alive. In whichever way. And there are so many people who are doing this. Take a lesson from there. How the people are sacrificing for deen. Maulana Ehsan Sahib, Damat Barakatum just came. What a sickly person. But for the sake of deen, how he is going out of, and many other people, what and what. It's for us, I would put our heads down in shame that we can't do anything, we are not doing anything. All we want is our sleep, our food, our comfort. Comfort zone must be in order, everything is in order. Allah give us all tawfiq and to appreciate this great and honorable month of Ramadan and make our islah. And everyone we worry of our own islah. Then Allah Ta'ala will bring the changes. And together with ourselves, how much we can, we worry about other people also. Allah give us all tawfiq and Allah accept from us, inshallah.